Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, July 10, 2021. Viewpoints. Grasslands residents get a win. Stuart Doreen, editor. It is hard not to look at the Midland City Council meeting and not see a win-win for Grasslands Estates residents. On one hand, they might witness a failed vote on zoning, keeping possible development on what is now Nueva Vista Golf Club at bay. On the other hand, they have been told by one councilman of a proposal that guarantees comparable housing on that golf course land. District 1 Councilman Scott Dufford has stated his proposal zones the 20-plus acres the same way Grasslands Estates is zoned. Then it would become a planned district, and the council then has a say in every aspect of what happens next. That means no development that drives down the cost of the nearby homes. The person that owns Nueva Vista would finally be able to sell land that he or she has been trying to unload for years, and the residents at Grasslands Estates can sleep easier. Here is what will happen on Tuesday. The Midland City Council will first vote on annexation. That is a regular vote. If a majority approve, then the land is annexed. The second vote, also during the public hearing portion of the agenda posted on the City of Midland website, calls for a zone change. Because of opposition to the item, the council must approve by a supermajority, or six council members must vote to approve. It was incorrectly reported in a previous article that the annexation required a supermajority. How's that vote going to go? No clue. But again, if Dufford's proposal can be agreed to by the members on the council, that is one heck of a consolation prize. In fact, those on the side of Grasslands Estates residents would become the envy of many around the city to walk away with such a compromise. I have to say, I have thoroughly enjoyed the lively debate on this issue. I must give credit to the opposition who have argued green space and quality of life. I am not sure I heard those arguments before, but I'm also not sure the council can set that precedent in turning down a development in the name of green space or saving a golf course. One day, Midland ISD will pass its secondary school bond, and the school district will expect to build a new Midland High School where a golf course currently resides. I'm not going to be the one to tell residents in East Midland that their green space is less valuable. I give credit to Councilman Dufford for being willing to talk publicly about the Nueva Vista situation. It is not easy to talk on the record like he did. It will be interesting to hear more discussions from the council in public. We will hear about the rights of landowners, best practices for building communities, and see how politics will shape the view of those inside the council chamber. We might even hear about what could happen if a zoning vote fails and if this can is kicked down the road. And thinking about those possibilities would lead me to believe that if I am on the side of the Grasslands Estates residents and I am offered the Duffer deal, I take it and don't look back. Big Bend Project Can Be Energy Case Study by Amber N. Ott, Hudson Pacific. Everyone loves renewable energy until they don't. In a March Gallup survey, more than two-thirds of respondents said the United States should put more emphasis on developing wind, 66%, and solar energy, 73%. But when a new wind or solar farm is proposed in a community's backyard, people put up a fight. For instance, an offshore wind farm off the coast of Martha's Vineyard appears to be moving forward following 20 years of opposition from local property owners. And environmentalists are fighting the construction of a new solar plant in the Mojave Desert. If Americans are going to make a dent in reducing carbon emissions and polling suggests they want to, they are going to have to grapple with the trade-offs required. An effort in West Texas offers a roadmap for helping people work through the issues. More than 10 years ago, the late social scientist Daniel Yankelevich introduced the concept of an energy learning curve. He pointed out that public opinion moves through several stages when grappling with a complex problem. In the case of energy, the public had moved through the first consciousness-raising phase of the learning curve. Simply put, we are aware of the problem. The second stage is the longest and most arduous. It involves the need for people to confront their own wishful thinking and denial as they wrestle with the painful trade-offs and sacrifices that might affect their habits and lifestyles. It's not linear. The public may take a step forward, then two steps back as it moves toward a resolution. This is where the public was in 2009, and it is where we still are today. The more complex an issue, the longer it takes the public to work through it. Most people grasp just one or two elements of the energy challenge, such as costs or environmental impacts, and de-emphasize the rest. They don't realize that these elements are interconnected. One necessarily impacts the other. A sound approach to energy necessarily requires addressing them all. The third and final phase is resolution and support for action. On many issues, the public never gets here. Aside from increased concern about climate, current polling shows that not much has changed since Yankelevich introduced the learning curve. People today want cheap, reliable energy. They don't want to rely on fossil fuels, and they don't want energy development to impact natural resources or the culture of their communities. The reality is that we can't have all of these things at the same time. To meet our growing demands for energy, we are going to have to make some hard choices. Trends toward renewable energy sources, driven both by economics, the cost of onshore wind and utility-scale solar energy is now lower than even the most efficient gas-fired turbines, and public policy, the Biden administration's ambitious new carbon emissions targets, may force people to address their wishful thinking. Wind and solar development require a lot of land per unit of energy produced, and the infrastructure has to go somewhere. To avoid the ugly, costly conflicts that inevitably arise when new energy facilities are built, we have to move the public up the energy learning curve. A recent project in West Texas offers a promising case study for how to do this. The Respect Big Bend Coalition, a team of scientists and outreach professionals, brought together private landowners, elected officials, energy companies, community members, and others to develop a blueprint for producing energy while preserving the character of rural communities. The initiative asked stakeholders to consider what about their region was most important, and then scientists mapped the values they identified on the landscape. In the Big Bend region, people prioritized things like ranching heritage, dark skies, and water resources. This allows energy developers to avoid land areas that are of greatest value to the people that live there, minimizing conflict and encouraging conservation. When it comes to energy, making policy or development decisions without public engagement can be costly, in the form of time and money, but also damage to natural resources and quality of life. The Respect Big Bend Project has shown that when people grapple with the issues, the outcomes can be better for everyone. Amber N. Ott is a founding partner of Hudson Pacific, a data-driven public affairs consulting firm.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, July 11th, 2021, Other Voices. Guest Views. Texas Lawmakers Make Progress by Tony Bennett, Texas Association of Manufacturers. While the budget pandemic and the aftermath of Winter Storm Uri dominated much of the recent legislative session, Lawmakers made unmatched progress in education to workforce alignment issues that will have long-term benefits for Texas students, employers, and the economy. Several new policies will ensure students have access to educational opportunities needed for the job market in Texas. Crafting quality workforce development programs requires collaboration between employers, high schools, and community and technical colleges. A bill by Representative Keith Bell advances this goal by creating a new advisory council of business, teachers, and community colleges to develop industry-based certifications to prepare students to meet current and future workforce needs. A public school finance bill by Representative Dan Huberty improves the formula funding for career and technical education, CTE, to better align programs of study to ensure students are prepared for in-demand, high-wage careers. The new formulas reward school districts for offering CTE courses and pay a higher reimbursement rate. Representative Gary Van Dever's bill adds an achievement indicator in the public school accountability system when students complete a program of study by high school graduation. For employers seeking to collaborate with higher education partners to serve specific needs, a public, community, or junior college will have the first right of refusal to meet those needs under a bill by Representative John Rainey. If the community college is unwilling or unable to do so, now employers will be able to invite competing colleges or workforce training providers to partner with them. This new law could be a real game changer for businesses or industries in underserved communities. A bill by Representative Murphy will make permanent the Tri-Agency Initiative, a collaborative effort of the Texas Education Agency, Texas Workforce Commission, and Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. These agencies will work together to identify statewide workforce goals and designate career pathways for occupations aligned with current needs and forecasted high-growth careers. The agencies will also evaluate career education and training programs based on the outcomes of the program participants to ensure transparency and accountability on state workforce spending. The three agencies create tools that allow average Texans to evaluate workforce programs, build a platform to provide students with information on jobs and earning potential, and create a public dashboard that tracks the state's progress towards meeting its workforce development goals. An initiative by Representative J.M. Lozano requires the three state agencies to develop a framework to encourage work-based learning opportunities like internships, apprenticeships, and on-the-job training. In response to the pandemic and rising unemployment, there have been calls to reskill and upskill the state's workforce to put Texans back to work in high-demand occupations and accelerate our economic recovery. A bill by Senator Brandon Creighton establishes the Texas Reskilling and Upskilling Through Education, TRUE, initiative to support workforce education at public junior colleges. Funding for competitive grants will likely be debated during a special session later this fall to appropriate $16 billion in federal relief funds. Senator Larry Taylor authored a bill that creates the Texas Commission on Community College Finance to study state appropriations for public, community, and junior colleges. The commission will make recommendations for establishing a state funding formula and funding levels sufficient for sustaining viable community college education and training offerings throughout Texas. Finally, lawmakers fully funded the return value funding formula by Texas State Technical College, which pays that institution based on their graduates' incomes, not hours in the classroom. The system rewards quality technical training, employability, and job placement, which benefits students, employers, and the state's economy. These new laws reflect a commitment to collaboration, transparency, and accountability that is essential to prepare Texas students for the high-quality jobs that anchor the Texas economy. Tony Bennett is the president and CEO of the Texas Association of Manufacturers. Chickenpox and shingles. Dear Dr. Roach, has any research been done that shows a correlation between the severity of one's chickenpox and the chance of developing shingles? My sister was covered head to toe with chickenpox, while I only had one mark. She developed shingles when she was in her 60s. She never got the vaccine. I received both vaccines and have not developed shingles so far. S.D. Answer. Chickenpox and shingles are both caused by the varicella zoster virus. Chickenpox is the original infection, and shingles is a reactivation of the disease years or decades later. I couldn't find any research linking severity of chickenpox to the risk of developing shingles, but I don't think there is likely to be a connection. The severity of shingles is related to the age of a person when they get it, with older people much more likely to get severe pain. Children who received the chickenpox vaccine, made with a weakened strain, are less likely to develop shingles than those who had an active chickenpox infection. The shingles vaccine, particularly the new two-dose Shingrix brand, is very effective at preventing shingles and also of preventing the complication of persistent pain after the disease. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. Adult son resists rent demands from parents. Dear Abby, should a 23-year-old son pay room and board even though he spends little time at home and eats out often? He doesn't do laundry or help around the house. His argument is we shouldn't take money so he could save and buy a condo. We are middle-class people, and at times some bills are hard to pay. Our 20-year-old daughter contributes $100 a week, but she earns considerably more than he does. He is laying a guilt trip on us, and now I'm questioning whether our daughter should pay if he doesn't. Your advice will help us clarify how the household should run. Signed, Temporarily Confused Mom. Dear Temporarily Confused, your adult children should both contribute because the income is needed. Since your son earns less than your daughter and can't afford to pay as much as she does, perhaps he should pay the same percentage of his income as his sister. However, if that's not feasible, he should absolutely be doing chores around the house to make up for it. The longer you coddle him, the heavier his guilt trips will become, and the greater your frustration will be. Dear Abby, does it seem to you that the definition of the word fiancé has changed? It used to mean a future spouse, someone whom you were committed to marry after a planned engagement period. Now, though, it seems to mean merely the person with whom you are currently having sex or with whom you have a baby in common. Am I right? Signed, Old Fogey in Phoenix. Dear Fogey, the definition of fiancé has definitely changed since the inception of this advice column. Well into the 1960s, when a couple said they were engaged, it meant they would be married, usually within a year. However, over the last 20 years or so, I have received mail from women referring to the father of their children or the men they had been living with for an extended period as their fiancé. Men, not so often. For anyone interested in reading more about this subject, go online and search for a fascinating article that appeared on Slate.com. The title is, What Do You Call the Person You Are Probably Never Going to Marry? By Hannah Rosen. I highly recommend it. Dear Abby, I was recently invited to a potluck baby shower. I have also been invited to potluck weddings. I always thought the point of a shower slash wedding was providing for your guests while they provide gifts. Food is not expensive, and if money is an issue, one could schedule a shower outside of mealtimes, or with simple tea and cookies. I'd appreciate your thoughts on this. Signed, Potluck Baby Shower. Dear Potluck, my thought is, if the concept of a potluck baby shower or wedding is offensive to you, rather than judge, you should send your regrets. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. You are hardworking, disciplined, focused, and have a strong sense of duty. And yet, you can be rebellious. You also have an oddball sense of humor. This year, you are the truth seeker. You want to understand the wisdom, which is why you will welcome more solitude and quiet time into your life. This is definitely a year of learning and teaching. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 5 stars. Today, you want to have fun. Enjoy playful activities with kids, sports events, social outings, long lunches, mini vacations, and anything to do with the arts. Romance will flourish, and this is the perfect day for a date. Tonight, guard your health. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 4 stars. This is a lovely day to entertain at home and enjoy the company of family and friends. You also might want to explore redecorating or doing something to make your home more beautiful. Real estate negotiations will go well because people will be cooperative. Tonight, practice makes perfect. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. 5 stars. You will enjoy schmoozing with others today. This is a lovely day to meet new people and make new contacts. You are in such a positive mood. You will see the beauty in your daily surroundings with fresh, appreciative eyes. Tonight, elders have advice. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 4 stars. This is an excellent day for business and commerce. Look for ways to boost your income. Explore financial negotiations, which will favor you. Keep your pockets open because gifts and goodies can come your way. If shopping, you will buy beautiful things for yourself and others. Tonight, stay positive. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 5 stars. This is a powerful day for you because the Moon, Venus, and Mars are all in Leo. People will be attracted to you. Meanwhile, you can ask the universe for a favor because things will likely turn out your way. You'll charm everyone. Tonight, be frugal with money. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. 4 stars. Solitude in beautiful surroundings will appeal to you today. Although this is a popular time and you've been involved with younger people, nevertheless, today you need a breather, which is why you need a quiet place to regroup and pull your act together. Tonight, duty calls. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 5 stars. It's a great day to schmooze with others. You will enjoy hanging out with friends or interacting with clubs, groups, and associations. Interactions with artistic people will please you. You also might be in competition with a group. It's a good day to share your goals for the future with someone. Tonight, research and find answers. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 4 stars. People are impressed with you, especially bosses, parents, teachers, and the police. You look good to them, and you're willing to take charge in a diplomatic way. Because you are high vis, people are talking about you today. Fortunately, they're saying good things. Tonight, talk to someone older. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 5 stars. Do something different today because you want adventure and stimulation. If you can travel, that would be perfect. If you can't travel, go somewhere you haven't been before. You also will love to hear new ideas and learn new things. Romance with someone different might begin. Tonight, make a good impression. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 5 stars. This is an excellent day to negotiate anything to do with shared property, insurance disputes, or inheritances because you'll come out smelling like a rose. People will defer to you even if there is a minor dispute. Today, you win. Tonight, respect tradition. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 5 stars. Relations with close friends and partners are warm and rewarding today. Nevertheless, ideally, you must cooperate and be prepared to go more than halfway. If you do this, everything will be smooth and pleasing. Tonight, assess your debt. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 4 stars. Although this has been a playful week for you, today, you're keen to work hard and get things done. This you will do with diplomacy and charm, which is why others will help you. Nevertheless, you might have to work on behalf of someone else. Tonight, listen with curiosity. Astrologer, Georgia Nichols.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.